This is Jennifer Jones on the Citizen Relay Tour on the final day in Edinburgh, and I'm standing here with Phyllis from Edinburgh Reporter. Could you tell me a little bit about Edinburgh Reporter?
Sure. The Edinburgh Reporter is the hyper-local news website for Edinburgh. That doesn't mean to say we're the only news website in Edinburgh. Of course, there are many, many more. We hope that we are complementary to mainstream things like the news you get on TV, radio, and also newspapers. And also there are loads of online blogs and things like that which have sprung up in Edinburgh. But we try to make ourselves a one-stop shop. And we're completely multimedia, so we're using words, video, audio, photos, everything, just to tell you what's going on in the city. And there's loads happening in Edinburgh, of course. And there's going to be loads happening in June when we have the Olympic torch relay passing through. And I suppose what I hope to get out of Citizen Relay is maybe some new reporters. We're always looking for people to come and write for us or even tell us their own stories. It doesn't matter, whatever angle they come from.
That's great. Now, we've had a bit of an interesting day because we've been doing a little bit of interview reporting. I've now done 4 days of interview reporting, and now on the very last day, on a Sunday, I've forgotten how to do interviews. So I'm going to ask you just quickly, what do you sort of expect from the torch relay? How do you think Edinburgh might take from the torch relay?
Well, I think, to be really honest, I think up here in Edinburgh, we're probably quite divorced from what's happening in the Olympics down in London. I do think we perhaps see it as an us and them scenario. We've had all the controversy about the Olympic rings on the castle, first of all, which of course didn't get permission, but there is now permission in place for the rings on the mound. So I hope that perhaps people get a sense of being a little bit more included when they see the torch actually passing through. And of course it's to be carried by local people, and they all have a story to tell, so that's the nice thing about it.
Well, Phyllis, I'm really excited for Citizen Relay to sort of be collaborating with your project. It's sort of the many hands make light work, and I'm really excited that I guess to see what's going to happen. So thanks for talking to me, and hopefully there'll be more content being produced from now on around Citizen Relay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.